Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week, we talk about real life issues that you're facing every day, and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who you are and who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I am so excited to be here with you today. All right, so this week we are continuing our series on crushes, flirting, and dating. Are they okay? So last week we talked all about crushes. We talked about what crushes are, if it's a sin to have a crush, and what we should do when we do have a crush. If you missed last week's episode, I highly encourage you to go back and check that out after today's episode. So, I do have to apologize because I said last week that this was going to be a two-part series. However, I don't really know what I was thinking because I did a whole episode just on crushes. Now, if I did a whole episode just on crushes, how am I going to split a single episode between flirting and dating? Those are even bigger topics. So I got into writing out my episode about flirting and I'm like, oh yeah, this is going to take way more than just two podcasts for this series. So this week we're going to focus on flirting and then next week we will get to dating. So I apologize, but I hope that this series is an encouragement to you. Now in this episode, I'm not going to tell you if you should or shouldn't flirt. But I do want to share with you principles from the Word of God that you can apply to your life to help set you up for success. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed. Do not comply or act according to the patterns of this world or this culture, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind to the Word of God, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So as we go through this series, that's what I want to encourage you to do. Like I said, I'm going to share with you some principles that are based on the Word of God. What I encourage you to do is this. I want you to talk to God about these principles that we're talking about. Ask Him what He wants it to look like in your life. Then I want you to look up the verses that we share in this episode. See them for yourself. Then, if you're really brave, which I know you are, I encourage you to sit down with your parents and talk to them about what their thoughts are about flirting. Now, if you feel like you really don't have anybody that you can talk to, know that you can always reach out to me. You can, on the Uncommon Teen app, all you have to do is click on the tab that says Connect with Jamie, and that will go right to my inbox. Or you can email me at uncommonteenministry@gmail.com. All right, so what is flirting? I know most of you can probably tell me what flirting is and what it looks like, but I wanted to share with you this dictionary definition because it might just make you think. Flirting is behaving as though you are attracted to or trying to attract someone, but for amusement rather than serious intentions. So I want you to think about this for a second. Flirting is basically trying to attract someone and not necessarily for a God-honoring relationship. So you have no serious intentions behind it. It's just you want to attract them to you. Really, the problem with flirting isn't the flirting in and of itself. The problem with flirting is the motive behind why you're doing it. So I want you to think about that for a second. When you flirt, if you flirt, why are you flirting? Or maybe you are not somebody who flirts, but maybe you see a couple people like flirting with each other. I want you to think about why is it that they flirt? Proverbs 16:2 says, "All the ways of a man or a woman are pure in their own eyes, but the Lord weighs the thoughts, the intents, or motives of the heart." So it's really important to know why we're doing what we're doing. So I don't think the real question is, should we flirt or is flirting a sin? But the real question is, why am I flirting? So I did a quick search on the internet for why teens flirt. And this is what it said. Why flirt? Flirting is a way to call attention to yourself and impress your crush with your wit and charm. Plus, make them know you like them without ever having to spell it out. I want to pull out a couple things from this. First, it's to call attention to yourself. Then, it's to impress your crush so that they can know how much you like them. So when we sit back and think about the majority of the motives for behind why we flirt, they're actually pretty selfish. Basically, most of the motives are, I want them to notice me. I want to impress them so that they can like me. It makes me feel good. When we flirt, we aren't necessarily thinking about the guy and how we can encourage him or build him up in Christ. We're thinking about ourselves and what we want. Philippians 2:3-4 says, let nothing be done through selfish motivation or conceit, but in humility, let each value others better than themselves. Let each of you look out not for your own interests, but also for the interests of others. If we're honest, flirting is really only for selfish gain, and it doesn't really do a good job at looking out for what's best for the guys that we're flirting with. So if you are somebody who likes to flirt, or maybe you've flirted in the past, I just encourage you to ask yourself these questions. One, when you're flirting, what's the motivation behind it? Is it for their best interest? Number two, are you trying to help him grow in a stronger relationship with the Lord? Number three, if you have gotten into a relationship based on flirting, I want you to think about what kind of relationship was that? Was it honoring to God? Or if you didn't get into a relationship based on flirting, but you were flirting with somebody and then you found out later they didn't like you, how did it make you feel? Then the fifth question is, do you feel that flirting is something that God wants you to do? Now, I'm not telling you that you can or you can't. That's not what this is about. I just want you to think about these things. Talk to God about these questions. Really open up your heart to him. And like I said, talk to an adult that you trust who loves God. And talk to them about it too. Or you can reach out to me. But I'm not going to answer these questions for you. I just want to give you some questions to think about and to talk to God about. Now, I do want you to remember this, please. When I was talking about flirting, I said that it's not necessarily the flirting that is wrong or that it's a sin, but we need to check the motives behind why we are flirting. So, if you are somebody who likes to flirt, don't feel like I'm telling you that you are a bad person. That's not my heart at all. I just encourage you to check your motives and talk to God about his desire for your life. God loves you so much, and he wants the best for your life, and so do I. So you may be asking a couple other questions that I haven't quite answered yet, like, what do I do if I like a guy? To answer this question, just like we talked about in episode 24 on crushes, I want to encourage you to pray about it. Talk to God about how you're feeling. As I said last week, God already knows how you're feeling, so when you talk to him about it, it's not going to surprise him. He already knows. But talk to him about your feeling. He loves to spend time with you. He wants to be there to support you and to give you wisdom as you walk through this time in your life. You know, I recently read a comment about a 10th grader who really liked this guy that was in her class at school. She talked about how she really did feel like God was placing this guy on her path for a purpose. But you know what I loved about this girl's comment? She decided that she was going to continue to seek God and get wisdom from him. She wasn't going to act on the crush. She was going to treat him with respect and with kindness. And her desire was just to develop a friendship with him as she's praying through this. And I love this. Friendship is the key to any relationship. So I encourage you, keep your relationship with God strong. Talk to him. You know, during this time in your life, instead of focusing on getting your crush to become your boyfriend, I encourage you to focus on, one, strengthening your relationship with God, but then two, developing a friendship with him to see what kind of person he is. Get to know him a little bit better while you're developing the friendships of your other friends. Don't exclude your friends just to get to know him. Include him in the friend group and get to know him as a person. So another thing that you can do is to pray for him and his relationship with God. You know, if it's someone that God wants you to spend the rest of your life with, it's going to be so important for him to have a strong walk with God too. And last, I encourage you, and I've said this a couple times, but it's really, really, really important. Talk to an adult that you can trust who loves God. Tell them what you're feeling and ask them for advice. If you don't feel like you have someone that you can talk to, please reach out to me. I'm here to pray with you and to walk this journey with you. So again, you can reach out to me through the Uncommon Teen app by clicking on that tab that says Connect with Jamie, or by emailing me at uncommonteenministry@gmail.com. Now, I want to switch gears just a little bit, but still talking about flirting and talking about it from a different perspective, because I mean, we're all girls. We know our perspective. But I was reading this article recently by Paula Hendricks, and she was talking to teen guys about flirting and how they view it when it comes to girls. And so one of the questions that she asked was, do you flirt with girls? And this was one of the responses. I try not to. It's fun to stir up the emotions of a girl and fun to get my emotions stirred up. But in the end, it doesn't really help anything. I like the attention, and she does too. So these are Christian guys who she's talking to, guys who really are growing in their relationship with God, but these are some of the things that they're saying about flirting. So he's saying, it's fun to stir up girls' emotions. It's fun to stir up my emotions, but it doesn't really help anything. It just draws attention to myself and to her. Then another teen guy responded in this way, I struggle with flirting. Flirting is so easy to do, especially when you want someone you like to notice you. But at the same time, it often has a self-seeking reward. I want her to notice me, so I flirt with her. We need to be careful that we're treating people in a respectful and God-honoring way. Flirting should not be the basis for love. It is a risky thing to place your hope in. And I'm telling you, these Christian guys right here have a lot of wisdom. They're saying, you know, it's fun. Yeah, it gets our emotions going, but it's also kind of selfish. So listening to what these guys are saying, I want to encourage you, especially during these teen years, focus on your relationship with God. Focus on building good, godly friendships. When God brings that right person to you, it's going to be incredible. But know that it won't be based solely off of emotions. However, those emotions will be there. They will be present. Those butterflies that we get in our stomach, all of that will be there. Because God does want us to really like our future husband. But that relationship is actually going to be based off of a friendship that's going to continue to grow and mature throughout the course of your lifetime. After being married for 17 years, I am so thankful that I chose to marry a man who is still my best friend, even to this day. Honestly, I would rather spend my time with him than anyone else. But that's the way it should be. And so is flirting a sin? Is it wrong? Should you do it? Honestly, that's between you and God. But remember, when you are flirting or when you're watching somebody else flirt, think about the motives behind why they are doing it. Is it self-seeking? Or is it really to encourage and build somebody up so that they can have a stronger relationship with Christ? All right, so as we say every single week, I want you to repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Uncommon Teen Podcast. I am so excited that I get to walk this journey with you all. If you have not yet subscribed to the Uncommon Teen Podcast on whatever platform you're on, go ahead and subscribe to it because that helps us to get this podcast out to more teen girls just like you who need encouragement as they walk throughout their days. Know that I'm praying for you all every single day. And if there's anything specific that I can pray for you about, please reach out to me. If you go to the Uncommon Teen app, you can click on the tab that says prayer requests and you can submit your prayer requests. and whether or not you want me to respond back to you. But either way, know that I am praying for you every single day. Have an incredible week, and we will see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And He really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you. And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.